Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own First Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson in Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204 at 7 p.m. Let's give or take 7:15. Amen? So You can call in your prayer requests also at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I'll say a short prayer and welcome in the Holy Spirit. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray that your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am a healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am. For I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word, you can stand.
years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby. She laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but
I am.
And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell him who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson and talk through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So again, if you want to join us, you can call in at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
God. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Blessed by His Love. To God be the glory. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, where it says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. The writer says, do you realize that you are the heir to an unimaginable inheritance that will never fade? If you're a believer, God has incredible blessings for you that are based not on anything you have done, but on whose you are. No one can take your inheritance because the Lord has guaranteed it to you by sealing you with his Holy Spirit of promise. Amen? Of course, a great deal of it is available to you now, such as the indwelling Holy Spirit and your spiritual transformation, whereby you are conformed to the likeness of Jesus in Romans 8 and 29. Much of it, however, is beyond earthly comprehension. For example, one day your mortal body will be changed into an imperishable, glorious one that is absolutely free from sin and death. It says so in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 42 through 54. When you get the time, read it for yourself. Why has the Lord done all this for you? Amazingly, he says, it's so that throughout eternity, he can show you in Ephesians 2 and 7, the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness. Praise be to God. He does it to show you his love. Let that encourage you today and in gratitude for such amazing goodness. Show him you love him in return by serving him. Amen. To God be the glory. I pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is unto me. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for your great gift to me. You are so good, and I praise you Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord, bless your name. the Lord and praise Him, but He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to Your name.
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Colossians, chapter 1, and we are going to read verses 1 through 8. Amen. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. That's Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, and it says, these are greetings from Paul. This letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy. We are writing to God's holy people in the city of Colossae, who are faithful brothers and sisters in Christ. May God our Father give you grace and peace. We always pray for you, and we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people, which comes from your confident hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven. You have had this expectation ever since you first heard the truth of the good news. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. You learn about the good news from Epaphras, our beloved co-worker. He is Christ's faithful servant, and he is helping us on your behalf. He has told us about the love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Our Lord and our God, we honor and praise your name. As unworthy children, we confess our sins to you. Thank you for life, for health, for family, for friends, and most of all, for Christ our Savior. Remove from us greed and selfish ambition that cloud and cripple our witness. May we forget about being first and joyfully become servants of all. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Sir Walter Gray wrote in 1914 that the lamp were going out all over Europe, and they might not come on again in his generation. in his generation. It was a time when people were questioning the very foundation of life. The letter to the Colossians church was also written in a time of turmoil. The whole first century world was facing the turmoil of faith and the facts of life under Roman denomination. The church was also in turmoil. Teachers had infiltrated the Colossians church with doctrines that threatened their understanding of the original gospel message. Specifically, the church was threatened by the teaching known as Gnostics. This was a philosophy based on the knowledge of the knowing ones, who taught a dualism between flesh and spirit. They believed in a series of emanations between God and humankind, of which Christ Jesus was only one emanation. They recognized that Jesus died on the cross, but they taught that his death alone was not sufficient for salvation. They taught that Jesus was not the supreme revelation of God. Thus, in his letter to the Colossians, Paul argued for both the supremacy and the sufficiency of Jesus Christ. As we look at the foundation for life, we can recognize three irreducible elements of the Christian life: faith, hope, and love. Emil Berner once said, every Christian lives in three dimensions of time: the past, the present, and the future. He lives in the past, for he has a history without which he could not be a man. He lives in the present, for he is a responsible soul obligated to serve God in his own day and generation. He lives in the future, for he is an immortal soul. How can he live concurrently in these three dimensions? He lives in the past by faith, in the present by love, and in the future by hope. Amen? Faith, hope, and love. These are the foundations for life. And these Paul enumerated in his opening remarks to the Colossians Christians. Tonight my message is divided into three paragraphs or three parts. Amen? One, faith is a foundation for life. Faith centers in Christ. The Christian life is centered in Christ and sustained by Christ. Amen? It is the means of putting the strength of the past into the present. Faith includes action. Faith is not passive, but active. It always involves acting in faith. The story has been told many times about Blondin, the tightrope artist who stretched a wire across Niagara Falls. One day, he walked the tightrope across Niagara Falls pushing a wheelbarrow before him. He announced that the next day he would push a man across the wire in the wheelbarrow. As the crowd gathered the next day to see him push the wheelbarrow with a man in it across Niagara Falls, many people said that he could not do it. One boy said that he could. When a man in the crowd questioned him, the boy said that he was sure Blondin could do it. Then the man invited the boy to come with him and get into the wheelbarrow. That man was Blondin. And he had not found anyone previously who believed in him enough to get into the wheelbarrow himself. Faith always acts. Amen. Number two, love is a foundation for life. Love finds its source in God, who loved us. Love is manifested toward other Christians. Amen? To God be the glory. Three, foundation for life. Hope comes through the gospel. It is through the gospel of Jesus Christ that we are introduced to a hope that sustains throughout life. Hope points us toward a future with God. Hope rests on the mercy of God. A missionary in Canada traveled so widely that his visits to the settlements were often separated by long intervals of time. On one trip, he visited an interval boy in a settled home. He taught the boy the text, "The Lord is my shepherd," by letting each finger represent a word and fitting his action to his words. He said to him, "Remember always to hold on to the fourth finger. The Lord is my shepherd." When he came back to that home 2 years later, the boy was not there. He had died in the dark of a winter night. His mother had found him in the morning with his hands outside the covers, his left hand clasped around the fourth finger of his right hand. Praise be to God. Faith, love, and hope stands firmly entrenched in our minds and our experience as the foundation of life. Knowing Christ as Savior, we can depend on these as a sure foundation on which to build life, even if the lights go out all around us. To God be the glory. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is always to me. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. A short selection with this one. Ba-dee-da-ba-ba-ba.
No matter how hard it gets, you can make it. No matter how rough the road may seem, you will overtake it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
Dear saints, it's obvious we're living in troubled times. Every time you hear the news, no jobs, no homes, but so much crime. Countries are in despair, chaos is everywhere, but there's a remedy if we'll take the time to just believe that.
No matter how hard it gets, you can make it. No matter how rough the road may be, you will overtake it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may be, God will see you through.
Tell your heart to pray, gotta fall on your knees, he'll hear your cry, he's right on time, that is a guarantee that
no matter how hard it gets, you can make it, no matter how rough the road may seem, you will overtake it, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
Doubt in my mind that I know God will see you through.
Sometimes it feels like say all your strength is gone.
You say I'm tired, what's the point? No reason to carry on.
What he's done for others,
he'll do the same for you.
Just cast all your cares to the one who
really loves you.
Keep on praying, trusting,
believe without a doubt. How rough the road may seem, you will overtake it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
No matter how hard it gets,
he will.
No matter how rough the road,
he will.
No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
Amen. God will see you through. And now it is time for our daily bread. Amen. Which is entitled Grieving and Grateful. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Job chapter 1, verses 13 through 22. And it says, one day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting at the oldest brother's house, a messenger arrived at Job's home with this news: your oxen were plowing with the donkeys feeding beside them when the Sabarians raided us. They stole all the animals and killed all the farmhands. I am only one who escaped to tell you. While he was speaking, another messenger arrived with this news: the fire of God has fallen from heaven and burned up your sheep and all the shepherds. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, a third messenger arrived with this news: three bands of cherubims raiders have stolen your camels and killed your servants. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. Your sons and daughters were feasting in their oldest brother's home. Suddenly, a powerful wind swept in from the wilderness and hit the house on all sides. The house collapsed, and all your children are dead. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. Job stood up and tore his robe in grief. Then he shaved his head and fell to the ground to worship. He said, I came naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. The Lord gave me what I had, and the Lord has taken it away. Praise the name of the Lord. In all of this, Job did not sin by blaming God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. The text for this message is coming from Job 1 and 21. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Again, the title, Grieving and Grateful. The writer says, after my mom died, one of her fellow cancer patients approached me. Your mom was so kind to me, she said, sobbing. I'm sorry she died instead of me. My mom loved you, I said. We prayed God would let you see your boys grow up. Holding her hands, I wept with her and asked God to help her grieve peacefully. I also thanked him for her remission that allowed her to continue loving her husband and two growing children. The Bible reveals the complexity of grief when Job lost almost everything, including all his children. Job grieved and fell to the ground in worship in Job 1 and 20. With a heartbreaking and hopeful act of surrendering an expression of gratitude, he declared, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. While Job would struggle mighty later through his grieving and God's rebuilding of his life, in this moment he accepted and even rejoiced in God's authority over the good and bad situation. Job understands the many ways we process and struggle with emotions. He invites us to grieve with honesty and vulnerability. Even when sorrow seems endless and unbearable, God affirms that he hasn't and won't change. With this promise, God comforts us and empowers us to be grateful for his presence. Amen. Question. When you have experienced gratitude toward God while grieving a great loss, how has God revealed his presence when you felt alone or misunderstood in your grief? Think about those two questions. Amen. Let us pray. Compassionate God, thank you for knowing me and carrying me through every step of my grieving process. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. And at this time, I will play another selection as we are getting ready to go into the second hour of our program for this evening, Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Rickerson with our very own Nadine Wiggins. And at this time, I will play a selection.
In the heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths,
greater than all, greater than all.
Amen. Praise be to God again. We are waiting on our speaker for this evening. And while we're waiting, I will play another selection.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's be like this together.
No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the
problem may be,
he's in control,
he's in control, and he knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
cause I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
he's in control,
he's in control, and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
Him I live, I move,
in him I live, I move, and have my king.
Say
name.
Like the best of people.
Him
I live.
In him I live, move, and have my being.
Say that again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may
be. Clap your hands like this. Sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory.
I have the victory, for he is my king.
Him I live.
In him I live.
If you believe that,
my
sing this with us. Let the people.
Come on.
Higher and higher.
Higher and higher.
Everybody's Europe.
Higher and higher.
Come on.
Higher and higher.
In love.
Amen. Praise be to God. Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. And while we're waiting, I will continue to play our inspirational music. To God be the glory.
Hold me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes over and over again. So I'm calling on you, and you always know what to do. So I'm praying to thee. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt. When I can't seem to make it work, I've done all that I can. Turn on your words, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice, in silence and in melody, yeah. So I'm flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
I wanna be, I gotta be more.
Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. In the meantime, I will continue playing our inspirational music. Amen. To God be the glory.
Cometh from the Lord, Lord, which made heaven and earth. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved, nor that he would see. He will not. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. And know the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore. My sister, see.
Oh, the sun shall not smite thee by day.
this is what I told him. This is what I'm going to do.
Did not arrive. So I will, for the next 31 minutes, play inspirational music. You can stay and listen to the music, or you choose to do whatever it is that you have to do. Amen. But I will continue to do God's work and play inspirational music, and I pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music. At this time, I will play another selection.
Letting go of all my fears, saying goodbye to the mirror. here to let you know that it starts with you. Because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. It seems like everything is going wrong, and you don't know how you'll make it through. Took your kindness for weakness and didn't return your favor. Hold on, don't let go. I know the one who sits on high and looks down low. He's always there, standing by. He may not be there.
Let us spirit.
Open up.
Honey.
Open up and let us spirit.
their farewell concert and recording the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Go, y'all.
Yeah.
Dr. Bill Winston for this word. By faith, receive. Somebody's gonna go get it. Give somebody a high five and say, I'm going to get mine.
The heart of his spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquities to the image of glory. The heart of his spirit lives eternally, leading the path of righteousness, chosen to serve the King of Kings. The Son of God walked this earth, bringing grace to the undeserved, crucified in our place, forgiving sin, interceding. The heart of the Spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquities to the image of glory. The heart of the Spirit lives eternally,
yeah. come all ye broken, come all ye broken, come all ye broken. Burdens to carry. I want to save you from the weight of the world. My child, why do you tarry? Bring me the things that bind up your soul. For my yoke is easy, the burdens I give are light. Come on, come all ye faint of heart, come all ye weary souls, and find your rest in me. Leave the cares of this world far behind. Keep your feet on the narrow road. Though the path on this journey is winding, fear not the way I will show. For my word is a lamp unto your step. My name is a light. Come on, ye broken. Come on, ye faint of heart. Come on, ye weary souls, and find your rest in me. My word is a lamp. My word is a lamp to your step. My word is a lamp. My name is a light. Come on, ye broken.